Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what those dots on the Rolex winding crown represent. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, it's a Monday. It's pretty cloudy out in Vegas, and I've had a crazy weekend. I'm recovering, and I just thought, why not do a podcast on what, you know, it's an interesting, I think, thing that I don't think really anyone's covered, which is, what do the dots on the Rolex crown represent? So if you look on a Rolex crown, the winding crown of the watch, which serves as setting the time or the date, depending on what complication it is, the GMT hand, underneath on the Rolex crown itself, there is the Rolex crown emblem, that is their trademark, and underneath that there are dots, and those dots actually signify something. A lot of people may not notice or may just be like, okay, whatever, it must be just Rolex design, but no, it actually serves a purpose. So besides being a timekeeper, the most important part of a watch is that it's free of dust and it's free of, and it's water resistant. And those dots and sometimes dashes, depending on what it is, represent what that means. So Rolex is one of the only brands that pays amazing attention to this aspect. So there's something called the twin lock crown and there's something called the trip lock crown. The twin lock crown is 5.3 or 6 millimeters in thickness. Basically, they're screw-down crowns that implies that they're seals against a rubber gasket, making the watch more water-resistant. So the twin lock is used for timepieces that are waterproofed for 100 meters, which is 336 feet. You can easily recognize this on the crowns because it will have sort of a dash underneath the Rolex trademark crown on the winding crown. For steel or steel and yellow gold watches, it will have two dots underneath it on the Rolex trademark crown, on the winding crown for white gold models, and it will have one dot for platinum under the Rolex trademark crown on the winding crown. Okay, so this is how you know that it's what the water resistancy is based on the model that you have, which is very, very smart on Rolex's part. And it's actually looks like a cool design in a way. It looks like their own thing. It is their own thing, but it's also code for water resistance. A trip lock crown is, it was designed for watches that are water resistant to 300 meters or 1,000 feet. So that would be your Submariners, your, you know, deep seas, anything that has a 300 meter water resistance, your sea dwellers. And Rolex uses 10 different components for creating the system and four gaskets. You can recognize a Rolex with a trip lock crown because the crown is bigger. So it's 7 millimeters in thickness. And it is got, again, on the Rolex trip lock crown, it will have three dots under the Rolex trademark crown. On the winding crown, it will have three dots for a white gold model, and that would be a small dot, a big dot, and then a small dot. And then for platinum, it will also have three. So all three variations, steel, steel and gold, white gold, platinum, they all have uniformly three dots underneath the Rolex trademark crown on the winding crown. But for platinum, it will have a big circle, a big dot, a small dot, a big dot. So this is how Rolex differentiates its models for water resistance. You can't really say waterproofness because then a watch is water resistant up to a certain depth, you know. So these are their systems. They're extremely complex and unique water resistance features that have been developed and manufactured for those who need a reliable diving instrument for exploring the deepest parts of the ocean. So, you know, this is, to me, again, Rolex's incredible design as well as language that they use to the end consumer for themselves to, you know, differentiate the different models when they're working on it. And I think it's smart. Again, dust and water resistance are two very important factors on a watch, and especially a Rolex. I mean, Rolexes are basically, their cases are bulletproof. And a lot of people also wonder, why do they call it an oyster case? Well, the analogy is the oyster case protects the movement like an oyster protects a pearl. So it's like vacuum sealed, and it's always been, you know, known as that watch that was used for water resistance. So it's nice to see that, you know, to finally understand what these things mean and to be able to relate to you guys and for you guys to know about it as well, because I think it's you know, it's an important fact. It's not the most important fact, but it is an important fact. And I think it's something that's very useful and something that will definitely differentiate you from the rest of your peers knowing something like this. It may not, you know, get you a lot of attention at the water cooler. It will definitely make you feel like a little bit more competent in terms of watch nomenclature. And I like that. And a very interesting thing to note as well is, even if the crown is unscrewed, the gasket located inside the watch's tubes prevent water from entering the case. Be it as it may, that I still, you know, err to the side of caution. Because I want to do everything to ensure that I've done everything I can to make the watch completely sealed and tight and water resistant. So something like that is a very important fact, that you should keep the crown, you know, screwed down, especially knowingly. You should make sure it's tight, just in case, you know, anything should happen in the future. You're not like, my God, I listened to this podcast and he said you could open the crown and it's fine. No. It's just a fact that, you know, that's what the fact is of this crown. But yes, if that's a useful fact, I hope you found it interesting. I definitely did, and thought I'd share this little bit of time with you guys. I hope you have a great week. And please don't hesitate to email me if you have any questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I work on a $150 consultation fee to get started with engaging my services. You can pay that via PayPal on my website by clicking the services tab on the upper right-hand corner and scrolling all the way to the bottom where it says PayPal me here. That gets you an hour of my time, some emails, and should you buy a watch from me, I will definitely deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check me out on social media. My handles for my Instagram and my Twitter are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.